Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald. This is part one of a two-part interview. 2020 has started, and it's still the first month, so we're taking a look back at 2019. Can you share some of the highlights for Main Street Washington?
You know, we had a really great year. It was a lot of really big projects happened. We saw, obviously, the structure of Red Bear Daycare go away and a new building go up on that spot in 5 months. It was a quick turnaround on that project.
That was really fast.
It was really fast. I don't think I've ever seen a building go up that quickly. And I'm very, very happy with the result. I know that Alan Mitchell, who built it, is very happy with the result. And their tenant that is in there is very pleased with their new office space. They do still have one space available. But overall, I mean, an amazing project that went super fast that we're very proud of. They worked very closely with us and the city and to kind of come up with a design that fit with downtown that didn't also fake being an old building. We wanted it to be complementary without being clashing. You know?
While improving the footprint of downtown.
Exactly. Yep. Taking a property that was off the tax rolls and putting it back on, which increases the value for everybody else around it, which is wonderful.
And can you mention some other projects that were completed in 2019?
Sure. We saw the completion of a bunch of WIF grants, which was wonderful. But we also saw things like growth in our events, the miniature golf tournament in May, the Sip and Shop event in September. Our holiday events this year, the parade was bigger than it has been in the past couple years, and we saw lots of participation in all of our holiday stuff. So overall, it was a really good year for us in growth in both events as well as our grant programs.
And can you explain what WIF is?
WIF is the Washington Incentive Fund. So Main Street applies to the Riverboat Foundation for money to be used for projects in our downtown. And so it's a dollar-for-dollar matching grant program. In the past, the awards have been up to $10,000, so a $20,000 project or more. And we help pay for improvements. That could be tuck pointing on the bricks, so making sure the mortar's in good condition, roof projects, window rehab. We try not to do replacements, but sometimes when you've got replacement windows already, it's time. They're due. So, for example, last year we saw the corner of Iowa and Maine, where Vitato Insurance is, they rehabbed all of the very large windows upstairs. And then now they've gone on, in addition to that project and the grant we had with them, to working on putting an apartment upstairs, which it was a vacant space.
And with these improvements, what kind of impact does that have on the Main Street District?
Sure. So since 2008, the Washington Incentive Fund, so that's the smaller grants, we have given away about $325,000. We don't keep any of it. When we get a grant from the casino, it goes straight through onto projects that we score. We have a criteria. And that has turned into about $12 million of reinvestment. Now, that does not include the investment the city did with the library or the streetscape prior to Main Street or the bandstand rehab. It also doesn't include any projects that have happened since we started the Downtown Investment Grant Program, which is through the city. And Main Street manages it, but the city is ultimately the deciding factor. Council decides on those. And that has added about another $1.5 million to $2 million of investment in properties in downtown, but in larger rehab, like People's Investments that's on the corner of Madison and or that 92 corner. And then Griner Buildings, their office space, there are several others as well.
And if people are interested in applying for a WIF grant, how do they do that?
So the boundaries of downtown or the Main Street District are our criteria. So you have to be within the Main Street District to apply. And then you just need to let me know in advance and I have a list. So we haven't actually released the applications yet. We will be very shortly. And I will actually have a piece of paperwork that says, here's our WIF grants, here's our DIG grants, which one does your project best meet? Because sometimes projects are a lot larger than what we can award in the WIF side, but we may have funding in the DIG side that we can maybe work with.
And you want to work with those property owners.
Yeah, we do.
That's for today's Halcyon House Washington page with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewalt talking about projects completed in 2019 and what to look ahead to in 2020. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.